This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am signing off of the Alex Jones Show. I'm about to go get ready to host the War Room. Gerald Celente is going to take over here on the fourth hour. But we're going to play a John Bowne report here, but I had to just interrupt for a second because, you know, we would never intentionally deceive or lie to you. That's something we would never do. But sometimes, accidentally, I may say something wrong on air, but we always correct the record as soon as we can. So I was covering the stimulus payments that Biden is promoting or promising to Democrat voters in inner cities. And just to be clear, it's a monthly payment that could equal $36,000 a year is what they're proposing now. So it's not $3,600 a month. It'll be monthly payments to get to $3,600 a year is what they're proposing. So wasn't intentionally trying to deceive. Wanted to correct that record. We're not like the fake news. If we get something wrong, we'll correct it. But that was unintentional. But now there you go. Now, I'll be hosting the War Room. We've got a lot of great guests coming on today. You're not going to want to miss it. In the meantime, here is the latest report from John Bowne on the epidemic of homelessness happening in Austin and other major cities in the U.S. that can be found at band.video.
Austin, Texas is a microcosm for the progressive policy targeting homelessness.
You make me a criminal?
Well, are you a criminal, though? I mean, we've had a camping ban in Austin for 30 years. So how do you feel about the mayor and the fact that he was given millions and millions of dollars and basically dragged his feet for a couple of years?
That's a good question. They're very aware of it. They just didn't do anything about it. That's kind of an insult.
Goaded on by the propaganda of the Austin American Statesman, Austin's city council has predictably ignored the will of angered taxpayers. Taxpayers that voted overwhelmingly on a proposition that would remove the Skid Row Californication of a once thriving downtown. A popular destination that has been transformed from the live music capital of the world to a homeless industrial complex replete with a Groundhog Day rash of machete fights.
Calling about a male cut to the neck with a machete.
Tent fires.
A prominent camp in downtown Austin was engulfed in flames this morning. The camp was on Cesar Chavez across from the Central Library.
And rampant drug use.
Crews had to shut down a busy Austin road for hours today because of a fire underneath the street.
Homeless people had made a camp down there, complete with rooms, tons of trash, and hundreds of needles.
Battalion Chief Matt Cox says this camp has been around for about 10 years, with anywhere from 20 to 100 people living here.
A byproduct of the crisis caused by the massive closure of state psychiatric facilities that exponentially increased in 2005.
People moving into cities and big extended families starting to fall apart. There were no places for people to go and no support systems, no community supports. So the hospital started getting more and more crowded.
As 3.4% of Americans, more than 8 million people, suffer from serious psychological problems. But rather than listen to their constituents' desperate concerns to deal with the problem compassionately and rationally,
with the federal funding coming for the COVID relief, I think we actually can put in place the resources necessary to actually get people out of the tents and into a better, safer place. And this election, both sides, I think, indicate that's what people want.
The Austin City Council is secretly buying up hotels with millions of taxpayer and federal dollars to house chronic homelessness in residential areas that will attract thousands of homeless from out of state, ruining businesses, raising property taxes, and threatening lives.
Neighbors continue to protest plans to convert a Northwest Austin hotel into a homeless shelter. Back in February, the city voted to buy the Candlewood Suites for $9.5 million. That property sits near U.S. 183 in the city of Austin, but it's also in Williamson County. Williamson County commissioners say they were kept in the dark about the plans and have filed a lawsuit to stop it.
These hotels critically come with the level of mental health care, case management, and job services that we need so that we can actually pull people out of homelessness, pull people out from under a bridge into one of these hotels, and then actually connect them to stabilizing their lives.
Rita just had an experience.
2 weeks ago, I launched a sale on all the high-quality storable foods at PrepareWithAlex.com. And I pointed out that the Bloomberg Global Food Index shows that current crop purchases being made for the end of the summer when the crops are completed around the world is up 76%. That alone will cause civil unrest, major problems. Since then, inflation has exploded in the last 2 weeks. You've seen the pipeline crises. You've seen Governor Whitmer shutting down or trying to shut down the pipeline in Michigan. This is a concerted operation. And so, listeners had a huge response to our big sale, 2020 prices in the year 2021. 10% off all storable foods, preparewithalex.com. Now, the sale ended yesterday, so I'm now, because a lot of requests, extending it through Sunday, and then it absolutely has to end. So, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, highest quality water filters, and so much more. PrepareWithAlex.com. It's the best deal you're going to find on high-quality storable food for you and your family and your community. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello, great being on the Alex Jones Show. You know, we're in a very, very important time right now. This is very big. It's a whole new world that has come about. And the reality is with the COVID war, and what the implications are and the changes that have taken place. In 2020, the whole world changed. Who would have ever thought that a couple of politicians and the bureaucrats could lock down most of the world? It's not only the United States, it's everywhere, except China, where the COVID war began. You go back to January 2020, Lunar New Year. How about Lunatic New Year? Yeah. Read the cover of our Trends Journal back then, January 28th. Coronavirus, 106 dead in China. It was all the news, all the news. 106 people died in China. Oh, my God. Oh, there's only 1.4 billion. And only about 1.5 million die every year from air pollution. That's why they wear these stupid masks all the time. Not all the time, but a lot. So what was going on back then? There were protests in Hong Kong. Couldn't stop them. I was on Hong Kong TV throughout 2019. Talked to the reporters, you know, the guys, you know, between breaks. So what's going on over there? Oh, no, we're not going to stop. We're not going to let them rule us. Oh, people in Hong Kong can't stand the Chinese coming in there. Even though they're Chinese. Ain't their kind of cats. Arrogant. Nasty. Hong Kong, a place of about 7 million people. A million people taken to the streets. A million out of 7 million. You can't get a million people in America out of 332 million to go march in one day against anything. Just about. That's how much they were opposed. COVID war breaks out. China locks down everything. These are facts. And they stopped the Hong Kong protests. They couldn't stop them before then. Could not stop them. So, then they passed the security law. And now they're throwing them all in jail. Gone. Finished. So going back to why this is so important, what we're talking about. The Chinese economy was the only economy, major economy, that had positive gross domestic product in 2020. As I said, the 20th century was the American century. The 21st century is going to be the Chinese century. The business of America has been war. The business of China has been business. Oh, yeah, you go to the Veterans for Peace thing, you know, and they have that little clip down the bottom. We've only spent about $6 trillion of our money since the lying, murderous, piece of garbage, scum, lowlife, little daddy's boy born on third base, George E. Bush, another little nothing of a clown, a freak, an Alfred E. Newman from Mad Magazine, started the Afghan War, huh? You're going to get that guy, Osama bin Laden, dead or alive. Oh, you forgot that? Oh, yeah. And now they're there. We're there 20 years, and now they're going to wind down the war. Oh, it only costs about $6 trillion between that and the Iraq War based on lies by the murderous, slimy scum of George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. Oh, I might be censored for calling him a Dick Cheney. I should be more proper. Penis Cheney. And how about his daughter? Now they're pushing her out. Another one, born on third base. A Cheney girl over there thought she had a home run. It's one big club and you ain't in it, as George Carlin said. You got it? Look around. Going back, everything changed in 2020. 2020 is a repeat of what that lying scum Bush did and the dumbocrats and the repulsivekins that came out with the Patriot Act. Could you get a better word? Orwell couldn't have invented a better one. The Patriot Act. It's an unpatriotic act that has robbed us of our rights. Now we move into the COVID war, and I got these little boys and girls over there playing governor, mayor, or whatever, telling us what to do, robbing us of our rights in the Constitution. You read the Trends Journal from last week, and listen to me on the air before then. I said they're going to start loosening up the regulations. They know how bad the economy's going down. And that's exactly what they did. That other, nothing. Again, one big club. Yeah, the one that went to Harvard. Yeah, Harvard. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. Yeah, the Rochelle Walensky, the one that's head of the CDC, the criminal defense contractors, no, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Listen to her last Wednesday on CNBC, having a discussion. Well, the science is evolving. Things are moving. We don't know if we could, even if people are vaccinated, can they take the masks off? Yeah. That was on Wednesday. On Thursday, Ms. Fatshep Ruth, I could say that because I go after Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola, yeah, our health secretary, Rachel Levin. Again, I got these people telling me what to do, and bam, she turns around like that. On Thursday, okay, you don't have to wear your masks. Don't have to wear your masks. Overnight, and what I've been writing in the Trends Journal since the very beginning, they're making this crap up. There is no scientific areas. Get back to where you once belonged. Yeah, get back, Rachel. Yeah. They're making this crap up. Crap heads, crapsters, the gang, the mob. No scientific evidence. And when it comes out, they push it away. Oh, you remember the Danish study that came out last November? That the masks are useless? You forgot that little lying little scum freak Fauci the fraud going back to March 2020 on CBS saying don't wear the masks. They don't do anything. Only sick people should wear them. CDC, New England Journal of Medicine, World Health Organization, all saying, no, don't wear them. And then they force them to wear them, and then they, boom, they turn around. They changed the thing in June of 2020. I'm saying this because you've just seen the control the government can have on the people. They are going to use the control that they have put on us to take more power away from us. This is going to be continuing because there are other big things happening. Remember one of the slogans I say, when all else fails, they take you to war. And boy, oh boy, oh, I got to say boy, oh girl, is war heating up? And when we get back, we're going to be talking more about that. It's ready to explode. And with it, so too will oil prices. And you think inflation's bad now? You haven't seen anything yet. Oh, can't figure out why gold just spiked up so much today. And silver, just as we had forecast. Unfortunately, the worst is yet to come. And when we come back, we're going to tell you how to prepare, prevail, and prosper. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Taping on The Alex Jones Show, I'm very, very pleased to be here. And I admire what Alex does and the crew to bring freedom and liberty back to the people. And as you may know or may not know, I launched Occupy Peace. Way back, 2015, OccupyPeace.com. And I'm a believer in America and what the country stands for and the founding fathers, beginning with George Washington, a real president, the guy that fought, not like these little boys that couldn't fight the weight of a paper bag. And his farewell address is no foreign entanglements. And I'm mentioning this because what's going on now in Israel and Palestine. I want to make this real clear. Don't call me an anti-Semite, anybody, when I call things out the way I see them. I just talked about America, that the business of China is business, and that's why they're going to be the head of the 21st century. And the business of America is war. So don't call me an anti-American. I'm a pro-American. I own the most historic buildings in America, on the most historic four corners of America, where the seeds of democracy was sown, and I bought them only for that reason. And right over there, I could almost hit it with a stone. It was how young I could have. Is where the Constitution for Kingston, New York was written, when it was the capital of New York State. And John Jay, the first, you know, Chief Supreme Court Justice there, yeah, him. He was a judge over here. And the Constitution that was written, the New York State over here in Kingston, when it was the first capital, over 70% of America's Constitution comes from that. The British burnt the place down, and that's why they moved the capital to Albany. And I was the assistant, by the way, of the Secretary of the New York State Senate, up in Albany, so I know a little bit about this stuff, about how disgusting the political system is. So when I talk about democracy in America and what the country stands for and the four corners of freedom over here, I'm not called an anti-American when I come out against murderers and start wars based on lies. Look how much product we're importing from Vietnam. I'm of the age of the Vietnam War when we were all getting drafted. Oh, yeah, it was just commies. They're going to take over. We let Vietnam get the commie over there, and the dominoes are going to keep falling. They're going to hit California. I'm not making that up. That's the crap they were shoving down our throat. But it's okay to do business with the commies, huh? And communist China, huh? That's different. All about money. Now we'll go back to what's going on. Yep, there we go. Israel and the bombing and what's going on in Gaza. You go back and read our trends journals. Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, could not put together a coalition to have him run the country. Four elections in 2 years. Four. Again, these are just facts. And don't call me an anti-Semite because I'm doing this. And by the way, three of my last four girlfriends were Jewish. And you know that joke. You know why Jewish men die before their wives? They want to. Holy kids. It's a joke. I call out Cuomo. I call out Fauci. I call out that slimer who's running Italy, the prime minister, Draghi. If their name was Draghi Steen or Fauci off or Cuomo Berg, then I'd be an anti-Semite. So I call it out the way I see it. And what's going on now with Israel bombing Gaza, 38,000 people, according to the United Nations, have nowhere to go. 2,500 have lost their homes, are now, you know, they're gone. How did it start? When all else fails, they take you to war. Netanyahu couldn't win the election. When this broke out last Monday, there was a deal that was being put together with the Arab coalition in Israel. 20% of Israel is Palestinian. And the right-wing faction, they were going to bring in a new government and get rid of Netanyahu. These are facts. All your facts are detailed in the Trends Journal. And more this week. Oh, they're shooting rockets over there. Rockets compared to the bombs that you blow. And why are they shooting rockets? Oh, it couldn't be because last Saturday and Sunday, the Israeli troops, 1,000 of them, went into the mosque shooting, you know, stun grenades and rubber bullets. No, no, no. You're a militant. If you're a militant in Iraq, if you want to get the Americans out. You're a militant in Afghanistan if you want to get the occupying Americans out. And you're a militant when you fight against murder. How about payback's a bitch? Netanyahu, we wrote in the Trends Journal, when all else fails, they take you to war. And they're taking us to war. This is unprecedented what's going on. And we, the people of the United States, the rockets, by the way, that they're shooting into Israel, where they killed about 10 people so far and 2 children. Over 200 Palestinians are dead, about 40 children, 53 women, on and on. And we, the people, are paying for this. Israel has better education system, better health care system than us, and we're sending in over $3 billion a year. Some $38 billion. I don't want my money going to Israel. Don't want it going to Italy. Don't want it going to Ireland. Don't want it going to anywhere but America. Oh, yeah, I want it going to people if there's a hurricane or some disaster, natural disaster. Let's help out. But I'm totally against this. I'm an American. As Eisenhower said, 5-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, 2-term president. The military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the genius of scientists, sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. That's all this is. So this doesn't end. You're going to start seeing bloodshed throughout the Middle East like we've never seen before. Because the Arab nations are now coalescing against Israel. This has to stop. We need peace on earth. Goodwill to men. This thing continues. You're going to see oil prices spike. This is what I was talking about before. We're going to be back and talk about the implications.
It's Thursday morning, May 13th. I'm sitting in my studio getting ready to go live, and I am just cutting this bulletin to all the listeners and all the viewers so you understand how serious the situation is. Just 2 weeks ago, I predicted you'd see massive inflation explode, that they would cut off more pipelines. I said it on air more than 50 times because America is under strategic globalist attack in an economic trade war to make sure China wins. This is World War III. And I told listeners, you need to get storable food. You need to get water filtration. Those are some of the basics you need. And we have the best storable food at the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. Now, the sale was supposed to end yesterday, but I'm running it through the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. because so many people have requested that I extend it so people have a chance to get this great deal, 2020 prices in the year 2021. And then my Patriot's going to have to go up on prices because everybody else is already, and the raw materials are skyrocketing. They have the food ready to ship right now at preparewithalex.com, 10% off.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
It's great being on The Alex Jones Show, and I appreciate what Alex Jones does and his staff. Great team. And you have to do everything you can to support them. Support the truth. Alex doesn't censor me. I say what I want to say. You know, we talk to each other, and, you know, He said, Gerald, there's no censorship here. I may, you know, not agree with you, but you know, you say what you want to say. And I'm saying this because we need to keep freedom alive. And they're killing it. They're destroying it. They're censoring it. So it's up to you to do what you can to support InfoWars. And the way you do it is by putting your money where your heart is, and where your head is, and where your health is. And now is a good time to do it because their all new sales are here with up to 60% off top selling products. And because of the slow destruction of the supply chain, you know, they're having to end sales on some of their fan favorite products. But We want you to be able to turbocharge your body's natural defenses for less. So InfoWars are bringing you fresh new sales on other classic InfoWar Life products, including a few that have been sold out for months. You got that iconic Fizzy Magnesium Drink Mix, $19.95. That's the introductory pricing. You got InfoWars Optimum Trifecta Pack, 60% off. Turbo Force, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 25% off. Ultimate Fish Oil and Krill Oil Combo, you get the two, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Winter Sun Products, 50% off. And all storable foods, 10% off. And that's being extended for 3 days. And the t-shirts, 1776 t-shirts, that's right, $17.76. So visit InfoWars.com and get these best-selling items up to 60% off before they run out of these products, because you're going to miss out on some massive savings because things are running out. You see, again, we write about the inflation. And remember, your purchase of these products is a 360 win. You get super high-quality items, and you help launch the InfoWar to the next level. And that's where it needs to go. We all need to go to the higher level. And they're doing all they can to make it happen. As I said, price is only going to go up. We're in an inflation cycle here. And that they're keeping these prices at these levels is, wow. And again, the inflation cycle is real. You got copper, Dr. Copper, we call it, almost at an all-time high. It just came down a little bit. You call it Dr. Copper because copper is used in everything, from high tech to heavy industry. So that tells you where the demand is and where inflation's going. Going back to what's going on in Israel, you see Brent crude, before I went on the air, was just touching $70 a barrel. Brent crude spikes up to $80, $90 a barrel. Here we got Dr. Kappa. It goes up, and people aren't, you're going to see consumption going way down as inflation keeps going way up. If oil prices break into the $100 a barrel range, you are going to see a global economic crash like that. Boop, within a blink of an eye. Gone. Finito. Inflation is the big worry here. Before I get into inflation, where it's going and what it means, I want to go back to what's going on in Israel. Again, we've been writing about this, and in this edition, we're going to have a special report. And so how it started. In last week's Trends Journal, Israeli troops storm mosque, bomb Gaza. We reported that about a thousand Israeli security forces stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque in East Jerusalem, injuring more than 300 Palestinians. Israeli police said the raid was in response to Palestinians who threw stones and launched fireworks during an earlier demonstration. They threw stones and launched fireworks, and you're going with 1,000 troops into a mosque? Oh, during Holy Week. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, as reported in this Sunday's New York Times, now, remember, the New York Times is pro-Israeli. 27 days before Hamas fired a rocket into Israel, an Israeli police squad stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. This isn't the one I just mentioned. This is before that. Pushing parishioners aside and cut the cable to their loudspeakers that were broadcasting prayers. The Times wrote, quote, "The police raid on the mosque, one of the holiest sites in Islam, was one of several actions that led, less than a month later, to the sudden resumption of war between Israel and Hamas." All right? And then what else did Hamas do? What Israel did? They bombed a 13-story office building and apartment complex that housed Al Jazeera and Associated Press. That's right. Kill the media so they can't tell you what's going on? Oh, no. We blew it up because Hamas was in there. Hamas was in there. Well, guess what? Just today, they asked our U.S. Secretary of State, little boy Blinken, who blinked, that no proof, Israel has provided no proof that Hamas had anything to do with anything there. 13-story building. People living in it. Oh, they fired rockets, huh? When Israel has some of the most sophisticated weaponry in the world. Oh, including nuclear bombs. Oh, only about 300 of them, depending on whose numbers you look at. This is getting out of control. Again, we only write the details. And Blinken was asked how to ease tensions, and he said he doesn't know. So there's where we're at. They're killing the press, and they're killing people. This has to stop. Again, I launched Occupy Peace, and on May 29th, I'm having a rally here. There it goes. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. You think there's going to be blowback? You think there's going to be blowback? Suppose this was your office, your house, you have everything in there, and it's gone. The sad part about this, too, is this is going to cause more anti-Semitism. We have to stop this. The world is coming out against this. Yeah, there's going to be the people who support it, but a lot aren't. I'm having a rally to unite for freedom, peace, and justice. Because if we don't, we're looking at the Third World War if this thing blows up in the Middle East. They asked Einstein what kind of weapons will be used to fight the Third World War. He said, I don't know. This is the guy with the atomic bomb, right? He said, but they'll be using sticks and stones to fight the Fourth. So again, do everything you can to support peace. Go to OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com, and support InfoWars.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, 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 Creepy Naughty Alex Jones Show. And remember what I'm saying. Get it in your head and make it clear. You're doing everything to censor freedom of the speech. They're going to do everything they can to lock it down. And these lockdowns, by the way, as I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, are just one example, the power the government has stolen from us in a country near you. I want to go back quickly on the mask charade that this the CDC threw out. This Dr. Walensky, this will be in this week's Trends Journal, as recently as March 30th, Dr. Lewinsky's mood was literally one of impending COVID doom. That's precisely what she called it. Participating in a briefing on that date, she appeared to grow emotional as she shared her innermost feelings with those assembled. Quote, I'm going to pause here, she said. I'm going to lose the script, and I'm going to reflect on the recurrent feelings I have of impending doom. We have so much to look forward to, so much promise and potential of where we are, and so much reason for hope. But right now I'm scared. That's March, right? April, middle of May. What was that, a couple of weeks ago? Ms. Fatia Bruth put out that line. Selling fear and hysteria. CDC, how about F you, you know what? You're full of crap. Last Wednesday, you said that the science was evolving on masquerade. And then on Thursday, you said, hey, you get that vax, you can take the mask off inside or out. You're full of crap. You're crapsters. You're making up this garbage. Again. Oh, here's a story over here in the toilet paper record even. You ready? Huge exaggeration over outdoor transmission. Yep. Huge exaggeration. Chances of getting it outside are like 1%. But yet they have people masked up outside, making this crap up by crapsters. Or crap heads. Or crap mouths. Because you got another one there too. Again, these are our health experts. We got this other clown that they keep bringing up into the media on Meet the Prestitutes. Yeah, Meet the Prestitutes puts up this guy, Michael Osterholm, director of the Center for Infectious Disease and Policy at the University of Minnesota, O-S-T-E-R-H-O-L-M, Osterholm. This guy, you look at this unhealthy piece of fat mouth garbage crap telling me what to do. You look at his picture, you can't believe this. And this guy's the head of it. They call him, by the way, quote, one of the nation's top infectious disease experts. I'd say one of the nation's pieces of crap that shoots out BS. Here's what he said on CNBC, on MSNBC, back in February. He said, that the United States was facing a Category 5 storm as coronavirus variants begin to spread across the country. We are going to see something like we've never yet seen in the country. And as fast as we're opening restaurants, you ready? We're likely going to be closing them down in near term. Hey, fat boy, a fat mouth, with all that shins and blubber hanging all over your face and that ugly looking thing you got there. Looks like you eat junk all the time. You were wrong. But guess what? They brought him back on Meet the Prestitutes. Reappearing on Meet the Prestitutes last month, the unhealthy looking health expert said, quote, let me say that at this time, we are really in a Category 5 hurricane status with regard to the rest of the world. We're just at the beginning of this surge. We haven't even really begun to see it yet, he spewed. And we write, again, despite the false forecasts, the same media health experts are regurgitated back into the media, selling messages that keep the general public living in COVID fear. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Health expert. And that's a good picture of him. You got all the makeup on him. You see him without the makeup. Holy crap. Oof. Yeah, COVID. Yeah. All right. This is what they're selling. So now, the time we have left, I'm going to stay on the economy. And I want to remember you about March 29th, go to OccupyPeace.com, and please, if you're in the area in Kingston, New York, on the most historic four corners of America, join us to unite for freedom, peace, and justice at our Memorial Day rally. Oh, and Smokey Hormel, one of the hottest jazz cats, coming up with the coolest guys from New Orleans. Yep, top of the top, we're going to have music, food, entertainment, great speakers. Please try to come here, and if you can't come, donate something. Put your money where your heart is. Can't fight this on my own, all right? My daddy didn't leave me money. I didn't get here because I was born on third base and in a home run, but they gave me my heart and my soul and everything that I am. Yep. So that's why I'm blessed. So I need your help. We need your help. We must unite. Now, Trends Journal, of course, subscribe to that if you want to read history before it happens so you can see what's going on. Back to the economy. Gold is spiking again. The cryptocurrencies are going down. Are they going to go back up? I don't know. The game is rigged. You saw that guy Musk shot his mouth off and the stuff started going down. If cryptos weren't here, gold would be in the 2,000 range, 3,000 range. Silver would be over $100. Are the cryptos going to go up? I believe they will be. But we're going to be giving you the downside risks in Bitcoin in this edition of the Trends Journal. Inflation is the reality. It costs now $36,000 more in just lumber to build the average home. Tin prices, all-time high. One after another. Now, why is this so important? Well, besides it costing us more money to live and eat, what you're going to see is interest rates go up. Because when interest rates go up, this economy crashes down. The housing boom, the equity market boom, all cheap money. Zero and negative interest rate policy in many countries around the world. When the Fed raises interest rates, 1.5%, boom, zap, it's over. The greatest depression will happen. That's why we're telling you now to prepare, prevail, and prosper. Oh, that tempered the food off the deals you're getting on InfoWars, you better prepare. Because this thing's going to get ugly. The dollar's not going to be worth anything the way they're doing it now. Now they're talking about even more stimulus. The debt-to-GDP ratio right now in the United States is the worst it's been since World War II and getting worse. Now, go back to when Trump was president and the equity markets were going down. Trump went after the Fed Chair Jerome Powell, forced them to lower interest rates, put pressure on them. That's when before the COVID war happened, late 2018. All right? They lowered interest rates. The economy can't go on without the Fed injecting this monetary methadone into the system. But when interest rates go up, this thing goes down. And interest rates are going to go up when inflation skyrockets, as it's doing, no matter what they're saying. So prepare for the future. Prevail. InfoWars helps you do it with the products that they're selling. We help you do it with the Trends Journal, the magazine that gives you history before it happens. So thank you for tuning in. And remember, peace. Do everything you can to bring it about. Peace on earth, goodwill to men and women. Thank you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.